Bob Crew and the Generation take us up to the top of the hour with music to watch girls by. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Date night at the movies.
I got popcorn.
Shh. Sorry.
And some candy.
Getting back to the moments we miss.
Shush.
Starts with getting informed. Get the latest info about COVID-19 vaccines at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, 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 we can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me, quando, 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 you mean happiness to me. Oh, my love, please tell me when. Every moment's a day. Every day seems a lifetime. Let me show you the way to a joy beyond compare. I can't wait a moment more. And then, darling, tell me when.
Engelbert Humperdinck on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Quando, Quando, Quando. That means when in Portuguese. And before that, Lex de Azevedo with Half the Way, starting the second hour of episode 302 of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Check your listings for local times, or check your times for local or check something. Anyway, I'm Eric O'Brien, and if you're looking for something to commemorate this week, let's see. Did you know that March 4th in 1930, Mrs. Charles Fawning of Buffalo, New York, was recognized as the first woman to bowl a perfect 300 game? That's exciting, isn't it? Well, it was also in 1966 on March 4th that John Lennon proclaimed, "We, the Beatles, are more popular than Jesus." And I think that statement was more popular than a, well, you know what, in a windstorm. Anyhow, March 5th of 1770 was the day the Boston Massacre occurred. March 6th in, let's see, 1836, the Battle of the Alamo ends as Mexican forces overwhelm and kill all defenders. On March 7th in, let's see, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell patented the telephone. There you go. And things were never the same after that. In 1531, on March 8th, King Henry III was officially recognized as the supreme head of the Church of England by the Convocation of Canterbury. And he created a monster by doing that. Let's see. Also on March 8th in 1817, the New York Stock Exchange was founded. And in 1983, on that day, President Ronald Reagan called the USSR an evil empire. history repeats itself. March 9th, let's see, what year is that? In 1964, the first Ford Mustang rolled off the assembly line. And on March 10th of 1876, Alexander Graham Bell placed the world's first telephone call to his assistant in the next room. I wonder how much he had to pay for that call. I mean, that is such a long distance after all. Here's the Fantastic Strings in A Foggy Day in London Town. It's the longest introduction to a song that you've ever heard, but it's still smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
Too much noise in your world? Well, you've found the place to quiet things down. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
But heaven welcomed us to paradise.
Some of the best music ever recorded can be heard here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and what? Okay. Sorry, I just realized that I'm running a little ahead of schedule here, so if you'll bear with me. Thank you, Kenny Price. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And before that, we heard, what did we hear before that? Johnny Pearson and his orchestra with Sleepy Shores. Johnny Mathis with the Herbert Rabin Orchestra backing him with Wonderland by Night, the Burt Kempfert hit of many years ago. Jackie Gleason and a song that you heard on his variety TV show many years ago. It's called La 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 La. And before that, Herb Alpert, Lollipops and Roses and Fantastic Strings with the Foggy Day in London Town. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline, let's see, where are we now? Virginia. A Virginia woman found a concealed attic door in a closet and went up and found a stash of decades-old love letters and was able to connect with the family that once... to whom that should belong. Anna Prilliman said she was getting an early start on spring cleaning at her Henrico County home when she discovered the latched panel in the ceiling of a closet. Apparently she didn't look at the house deeply enough when she bought it. She realized there was a door, and it was not a door that had a key or anything. It was just latched at the top, so she
went through and found that it led to a section of the attic she hadn't visited before. She's an 80s baby, so she had watched Goonies and was rummaging through the attic, thinking there could be a treasure back there. There could be a map. There could be gold coins. Anyhow, the homeowner said the hidden treasure turned out to be two boxes of love letters written by a man named Vance and addressed to a woman named Betty Sue McGee. Vance, who was serving in the Navy in the 1950s, wrote of his love for McGee. When we're not together, I just know the right words that I would use in telling you everything. But when we're together, all I can think of is I love you, Vance wrote. Prilliman posted about the letters on Facebook, and there was more sappy words shared. But she said web sleuths got to work on the case, and soon she was connected with a Portland, Oregon man by the name of Dalton Long, aged 30, who confirmed that Vance and Betty were his grandparents. Long said he grew up with his grandparents in the house where Prilliman now lives, but never knew about the stash of letters. To add words to that long to that time in their life is going to be incredible, he said. So there you go. That's really great, and he is thankful to her for seeing value in those letters that his grandparents shared six, seven decades ago now. Meanwhile, our friend David Rush is up to things again, breaking world records. He, along with his friend Jonathan Hollywood Hannon, out there in Idaho, they popped balloons. Not just any popping. They broke 10 balloons between their bodies in 15.25 seconds. It was an attempt to break the record of 17.99 seconds. Together, they have broken more than 200 Guinness World Records, something that they're doing to promote STEM education. Rush said previous holders of the record had used hugging as a method to pop the balloons, standing face to face. He said he and Hannon opted for the more efficient method of hip checking, standing side by side and popping the balloons between their hips. I really think they both need their heads examined, but without them, I wouldn't have great stories for this program. Here's Barry Lippman and Girl Talk. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. not what any of the potential employers ever told me before. You don't have to be a star to be in my show. Real husband and wife there, Billy Davis Jr. and Marilyn McCoo, of course, of the Fifth Dimension otherwise. Before that, the Baja Marimba Band and Up Cherry Street. That's how we say it in Pittsburgh, actually. Going up Cherry Street? Yeah, I'll be down with you in a minute. And then, Barry Lippman in there with Girl Talk. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And it's nice to have you with us, as always. Here's Frank Chaxfield and Sundown. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
It's good to take a time out from your busy life and enjoy the music that's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Done this with a real live girl straight off the farm with an actual armful of real live girls. Pardon me if your affectionate fogs up my goggles and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a must be it. Just when I started to learn how to knit, I'm all in stitches from finding what riches a dance can reveal.
When you see her, be sure to tell her about smooth, relaxing, and easy. relaxing and easy with Ronnie Aldridge at the piano there. Just One of Those Things. That's the title of that song. Yes, and before that, Matt Monro, who was, I believe, considered England's answer to Frank Sinatra, Real Live Girl. And that was remastered and re-released in 1995. Beautiful tune there. Before that, Ray Conniff and the singers doing background instrumentals. I can talk. I really can. And you do something to me. Roger Williams and Theme from New York, New York, Lex de Azevedo and What a Fool Believes, and Frank Jaxfield with Sundown, the Gordon Lightfoot hit. Need something to waste a little more time here. Could we possibly squeeze that in here? Oh. I think she got choked up. Try that again, won't you? That's enough. Here's Hey Good Hearty and Daniel on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. This is program number 302. We hope to be back in our normal studio by program number 304. We'll be right back.
Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care
hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for.
Listening to Chop Chop on WRCT.